Welcome to the Scary Dad Podcast, episode 149, and this one is going to be titled, Taking a Break. And you probably have noticed that we haven't had an episode out in a couple of weeks, and have been wondering what happened, and been a little bit quiet, and there are a couple of things at play here, so I figured I would at least jump on and kind of let you know what's been going on with the Scary Dad Podcast. Well, first, at the end of September, we had Scary Dad's Haunted Halloween Show, our big horror and Halloween event here in Houston, Texas, and it was a two-day event, and we did pretty well. We grew, you know, over last year, bigger venue, more stuff, more people, more moving parts. And we worked really, really hard on it to bring it to the horror community here in Houston. And it was pretty exhausting, actually. My little step counter in my phone says that I've walked about 30 some odd miles that weekend. Just back and forth across the exhibitor floor and up and down the elevators into the panel rooms. So once we got home and dumped off our supplies, then I had to return the monsters to all the people who let me borrow them, thanks specifically to Trace Evans and the Haunt at Shady Manor, which will be opening next weekend on Halloween, or the weekend before Halloween. And it was a good show. A lot of people came through, a lot of wonderful vendors. I actually spent all of the money that I would have made on the vendors themselves because there was so much cool stuff. Special shout outs to our guests, Dirk Strangely, screenwriter Tom Vaughn, our sponsor HC Productions, Johnny out at Sirenicide, and Lance out at Horror Returns for coming in and doing the podcast 101. That was awesome. Shane and Ryan Glasgow out at Purgatory Scream Park. They're doing some great things out in Kingwood there. And then Jay Mazur, Jessica Rainey, and Lisa Vasquez for running that literary track. That was probably the most popular room of the weekend. And then last but not least, Mariana Lowry and Randy Garza, El Ariachi, for running the cosplay room upstairs. So, interesting weekend. A lot of people showing up in costumes and having a good time. A lot of kids running around. It was a lot of fun, and everybody seemed to be mostly happy, which is the best you can really hope for with a convention like this. So, then, like I said, got home, unpacked monsters, had 20 some odd stacked bins of random stuff in my garage that had to be sorted out and gone through after packing up and shutting down on Sunday afternoon. Shortly after that, maybe from just running around talking, I lost my voice for about 3 or 4 days, and you can still kind of hear it's some sort of something that seems to be hanging on. But I'll have this sort of thing where I'll start talking and then mid-sentence, it sounds like I'm starting to cry, and then my voice will go away completely, which is not really good for public speaking, radio, podcasting, what have you. So I was going to do some replay episodes, some throwback episodes, some of our first ones. The only problem whenever you do that too often is that iTunes and Google kind of tend to get upset at you and start dropping your rankings because it's like a republication, so it's not new content. So I wanted to be careful not to do that, and honestly, I don't really know why, because we're not too high up in the Google rankings to begin with, but regardless, you know, if you know something is looked down upon in the blogosphere, why kind of put eyes on yourself doing it, right? So thought, okay, well, you know, we'll let this next week or two, let whatever this grunge is kind of bypass, and we'll get back to recording. Well, then my partner Scott and I couldn't quite find a day that we could sit down and record, whether in person or online. Our schedules just sort of seemed to explode right after Halloween show. He had a couple of people at his job quit, and he's actually doing two roles. Whatever his job is, he's doing the work of two of that role right now. So he's pretty much working day and night and doesn't have a whole lot of free time. If sleeping, it could be considered free time. Excuse me. And then on myself, I'm so smart that I agreed to be, well, I'm listing it as if it's a negative, and it's not. It's just because there's just so much going on. But about 15 years ago, well, not about 15 years ago, 15 years ago, I started a band with some buddies, and they're called Thunderpants. And me and Dennis and Terrence started this band in while we were sitting around drinking at a bar one night, and we auditioned some players and became a band and played around town and worked at it for a few years. And then right around the time that my my youngest was gonna be was coming, I was trying to finish school and knew I was about to have a baby, and a lot of stuff was going on, so I left the band, and that was in 2009, so right around 10 years ago. Well, they kept playing, and they hired new guys, and they've had sort of a rotation of different players over the last 10 years. But for the 15-year anniversary, they're pulling us all back together to come in and play sets together. So that's fun. The only problem is that it is on October 25th, and on October 26th is the epically huge Halloween party that we throw at our house, kind of for all of our friends, family, and our neighborhood. The last couple of years, we've gotten upwards of about 60 people, not including children, running around through our house on this particular Halloween party. We close off part of the street, and when I say it's huge, I'm not exaggerating even a little bit. So we've been preparing for that. I've been trying to get all my Halloween decorations kind of parsed out from what we used at the show versus what I'm going to hang up in the house and put up and whatever. And at the end of the day, I'm having dreams about plastic storage tubs, bins upon bins upon bins, and they're haunting me in my sleep because there's just so many of them and so much stuff to do. And yeah, this is what I do for fun. Anyway, I've been learning these songs for this band. A lot of them I haven't played in 10 years, and hitting up rehearsals and trying to get up to speed so that this could be a really fun show for all of our friends and family. And, you know, the podcast is one of those things that we really love doing, and it's not something that we do. We don't monetize it. We don't make any money on it. It's, you know, how I don't even... Our podcast stats are so hard to pull. All I know is, you know, the people obviously like the show, and we like making it. So we're not going anywhere. It's just that your lovable hosts, Billy and Scott, have been just too busy to actually think straight, much less sit down and record a show with the new business and the old business, and then for all of the mixing and uploading and then social media and everything that goes with it. Just the idea of sitting down to do it it just makes me sleepy, and it shouldn't be this way. So, that brings me to number, I guess, two in the whole idea behind the break. We're at episode 149, and when we started the show, I had very, very limited knowledge about how to run the back end of a podcast part of the website. So I already had a website. It was a blog site. I added a podcast plugin and started uploading the shows. And apparently there was some kind of an issue with the feed, the RSS feed. And for those of you not familiar with it, basically, the RSS feed is basically kind of like your broadcast. So like if you have a radio station and you have a broadcast antenna, that antenna pushes signal out, and then you have receiving antennas that catch the signal out of the air and bring it into your radio. On a podcast, you have an RSS feed, and that is your like your out facing signal, and that broadcasts to your different places like iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Spotify and all of that fun stuff. Well, there's been a little problem with that because of the way that I set it up, and I knew it was a problem when I did it, but it worked. I kind of kind of bolted it together like a Frankenstein monster and just kind of made it work. And it's always been an issue. It's kind of been a thorn in my side, and it's made making the podcast on my end of things a little bit more complicated than it needed to be. And it also made it to where checking things like stats and downloads and that kind of stuff was never quite the way that it needed to be. And in order to get this thing fixed, whenever I've got 149 and counting this one, 149 regular episodes and then 20 plus micro episodes, the metas that kind of filter around through there. When you have that much content, you basically have two choices. You either need to get somebody in who knows what they're doing to fix the problem and make it run properly, or you need to dismantle the entire thing and start fresh. And dismantling and starting fresh, it's a lot of work. It is a tremendous amount of work to scrub the website, to clean up all of the indexes, and then to re-upload everything. And that would take probably days without sleep to make it work. And I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is hire somebody who knows a lot more about this kind of stuff than I do. And Float him some cash in a 12-pack and ask him to fix it. And then we'll essentially relaunch with a clean RSS through all the indexes, which is going to completely blast all of my statistics, all of my likes and shares, everything, all of the kind of social media capital that we've built up over the last couple of years is going to be totally nuked. But it would be totally nuked if I did it the other way too. So, but at least once it's nuked, then it will repopulate. You'll have access to all of the episodes on things like iTunes and stuff instead of the throttle number, the content throttle that Spreaker likes to do, because they like to do that. My RSS is tied through them, and I shouldn't have done it. But then once I realized that I was kind of stuck, it was a little too late. So I need to fix all of that, and I'm not going to have the time to sit down and actually fix it until after Halloween. And then after Halloween, we're traveling for a weekend, and then we're back, and then I think I've got a weekend off, and then it's Thanksgiving. Kids are out of school and all that, so I'll have some time in and around the Thanksgiving holiday to sit down and really get this thing worked. And hopefully it'll be all fixed. You'll see us kind of fall off, and then I will, Scott and I will do a nice episode 150, kind of a relaunch episode to bring us back to essentially zero and relaunch. And we had the conversation about it, and we were both did not want to really take a break, but we couldn't see any kind of way around it, what with our schedules and the stuff that we need to do to fix the website. So we really didn't want to do it, but then we just kind of decided, well, right now is Halloween, so even all the non-horror blogs are doing Halloween episodes, and there are a crap ton of non-horror podcasts doing horror, 31 horror nights and stuff like that. Then there's a whole bunch of horror podcasts that you can listen to pretty much on the daily and get your content. So I don't think we're going to be missed that hard in this, 2 to 3 week or maybe like 4 week hiatus. But once we get it all fixed, we will come screaming back at you, and then you'll have all of your scary content, your new business, your old business, and all the stuff you've come to love every Monday. And then we're also going to, we're actually looking and scheduling some guests that we can get in here and do that a little bit more often, because we have a lot of friends in the horror community that just want to talk. But that is kind of what is going on with the Scary Dad podcast. We don't want to alarm you. We're not quitting. We are not doing the temporary breakup and then going on solo careers sort of thing like some of your favorite bands. We've got a plan. We're going to set it in motion, and then we will be back on the air here hopefully in the first week or two of December. And that was a lot of words in a very short period of time. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for following. Thanks for supporting the Scary Dad podcast over the last couple of years. And look for us. We plan to be back. We'll be back from the grave very soon. And until we see you again, keep it scary.